GOP Rep. Brooks, expect sometime soon significant number of arrests related to rioters, vandals damaging federal property. By Jeff Poore on June 26, 2020. Friday, Representative Mo Brooks, RL, said he anticipated a more proactive response to those committing acts of vandalism to federal statues and monuments based on interactions he had with Trump administration officials. Brooks told Mobile, Alabama Radio's FM Talk 106.5 the feds were limited in what they could do on the local levels. He explained much of the property damage resulting from civil unrest in many places around the country could be attributed to politics. On the federal level, we are going to be enforcing the law, he said. But not all destruction of property, not all the riots involve violations of federal statutes. That's where you get into municipal ordinances or state laws. That's where you get into the politics of whether it is advantageous or disadvantageous for the mayors or the governors to push for enforcement of these laws. They're counting heads. They're afraid they're going to lose votes if they enforce the law. That is why the rioting has gotten as bad as it has. And that's what we're looking at nationwide the more these socialist Democrats gain power. Brooks told of a conversation he had with White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, formerly a U.S. congressman from North Carolina, which involved the tougher tack from the federal government when it came to the desecration of federal property. That is the position of the House Freedom Caucus, to which I am a member, Brooks said. Last night, I met with President Trump's chief of staff for dinner, Mark Meadows. He and I were sitting next to each other. That certainly was a paramount item of discussion. In my judgment, you're going to see sometime soon a significant number of arrests related to those who committed those criminal acts. And I hope they will be able to get convictions for the arrests that come from these investigations. Follow Jeff Poore on Twitter at Jeff_Poore.